Hello, friends.
Do you know what today is?
Spudtacular Day. It's National Potato Day.
Potato?
Potato? Potato.
How many different ways
would you prepare it?
Mashed potatoes.
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
You say potato?
You say potato. I say potato.
We're a nation that truly loves our potatoes.
One potato, two potatoes.
Today is National Potato Day.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Best potatoes I ever had at the Nugget. John Esquaga's Nugget, years and years and years ago, thinly sliced potatoes and then cheese in between each slice and then baked. Oh, oh. Thanks for bringing back memories of potatoes. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. When all the world's going to hell, we'll still try to have a little bit of fun. Still try to bring a smile to your face. Because you know what? This is the only life we get. This is the only time we get. And every day, it's ticking down. Every single day. I mean, we're already into August. September's just around the corner. What have you done to make it exceptional for you? Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Don't worry about the mask mandates. Don't worry about vaccination. Live your life to the best that you can live it. Speaking of mandates, you have to pay attention to what the Congress is doing. Mm-hmm. Even when all this other stuff is going around, because your rights are being removed. We'll take a look at that in just a moment. First off, though, let's check out the poll question. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, right there on the front page. Should 30 to 40,000 Afghan refugees be allowed into the country and housed on military bases without being vetted? What are your thoughts on that? Yesterday's poll question, Texas declares transgender surgeries on children to be illegal child abuse. Should Nevada pass a similar law? 96% of those participating said yes. Yes, yes, yes. Protect the kids. Wow. It's just amazing what some people who say they love children are willing to do to them. Poll questions brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we thank them for that. But I want you to think about this. Just bear with me here. You don't need, really, ID to vote. They check your driver's license some places, you know, just to make sure it matches up, you know, address, stuff like that. But you don't need an actual ID to vote. But right now, Richie Torres was a Democrat. I know you're surprised. Congressman out of New York sent a letter to the Department of Homeland Security and the Transportation Administration lobbying the agencies to allow only Americans vaccinated against COVID-19 on domestic and international flights. Well, international flights. Only Americans? What about other people? So that's your first red flag right there. See, that's what a real red flag is. Red flag laws, we need to change that from something attacking your Second Amendment to Democrats attacking your rights in general. So in my opinion, this is a red flag. So he introduced a complementary bill in the House necessitating that any individual traveling on a flight that departs from or arrives at an airport inside the United States or a territory of the United States is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Well, how could you possibly be fully vaccinated against COVID-19? Because those who have had the shot that is still unapproved by the FDA are getting COVID. Interesting. The TSA never allows people to enter planes or airports with a weapon. And the Delta variant is a weapon. That's what Torres remarked. It is a threat to everyone in an airport and everyone on a plane. He added in defense of the bill. He has launched a campaign. Basically to go alongside of the Atlantic op-ed calling for a no-fly list for Americans who are unvaccinated. Yeah. Can I bring up the race card here? Am I allowed to do that? Because talk about being hypocrites. They say one of the reasons that we don't have voter ID is because it's racist. Well, if you look at the statistics, you got to love that statistical information that just keeps pouring in. Close to 70% of Black Americans have refused the Fauci ouchie. And it's not because they can't figure out where to go. It's not because they don't have driver's licenses to go to these locations to get the shot. It's not because they're ignorant and don't know what it is. You know, all those things that they try to put on voter ID. It's just incredible. Yet, a bill like this, how is that not racist? How is that not racist towards Black America? Against Hispanics? Just curious. If you would like to look it up, it was introduced 13 days ago. H.R. 4980. House Resolution 4980. This is just a flat-out attempt to remove all of your rights. And yet I find it quite interesting that you have Jen Psaki standing up in front of a press corps saying, no, we're not going to release the numbers of how many people in the White House have been vaccinated. No, you don't need that information. People have been offered the vaccination, but there are still a number that are unvaccinated. Are you mandating the shot? No, we're not mandating the shot. See, this is how they play their games. The White House would never dream of mandating something like this. They push it on to the employers. This is how they sidestep and take away and remove your rights. They withhold funding. They withhold access from business owners. They fine business owners. Anything to torment the business owners, because it's the small businesses that are the backbone of this country. The entrepreneurs, those are the ones that need to fight back. Because the big corporations, the Walmarts, the Googles, the Amazons, they have no problem taking away your rights and mandating something as ridiculous as forcing people to get an unapproved shot for something that's never been proved, for something that's never been isolated. COVID-19. That's my thought to get us going this morning. But we've got all kinds of good stuff. I get only so much time to talk about COVID and all that garbage. So we'll get back to, well, I don't know, I guess all the other garbage is going on around us that all ties in to the same thing. All right, we've got things to talk about on the roads, and since I'm looking at other stuff to keep you safe.
Pull up your sleeve, please.
Well, I just heard from the president. Vaccines are losing effectiveness. Well, I need a third shot.
Your sleeve, please.
Yeah, you're gonna need a booster. Oh, yeah. Yeah, here come the booster. Yeah. Let another in July.
Just roll up your sleeve.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text lines, whatever you want to talk about, whatever it's on your mind, 884-9910. Go ahead and use those to text me or just call into the program if you want to talk. So this morning, we're dealing with just a lot. We've got bomb threats in D.C. We've got bomb threats in New York. Times Square has been evacuated. That probably didn't take much since, you know, most people are still on lockdown there. So why all this? What could be possibly happening that this is going on? Yeah. Tomorrow, in front of the Senate, Javon Pulitzer, the Arizona audit report will be delivered to the Senate tomorrow. And according to Javon, it's going to be earth-shattering. So, we'll see. Let's go to the talk and text lines again, 884-9910, and check in with Tim this morning. Wants to talk about our troops. Tim, thanks for being on the program.
Hey, thanks a million, Monica. Hey, the reason I was calling is that I heard, or actually I was reading last night about in Afghanistan, you know, how we have the issue of no one wants to go, or they're not permitted, our troops, to go get salvage our people, get those people out beyond the wire, beyond where Taliban lines are after surrounding the airport. Mm-hmm. But I was reading last night that there's a huge conflict between the UK and the U.S. commanders on the ground, where the U.K. commanders, they're telling their guys, go out and get the people who they've identified at U.K. safe houses throughout the city, and they're pulling them back in, and the Taliban's letting them come through. And I really wonder if, once again, our guys are being hamstrung by rules of engagement that are prohibiting them from protecting our people. Because apparently the UK, and then I just heard Fox, too. I think the French this morning, I heard a brief, very brief reference. French are doing the same thing, too. They're going out getting their folks. So once again, I really wonder if some of the military leadership is letting down our people and our strategic objectives with the instructions that they have. Because I guarantee it, if you have war fighters out there that would love nothing more than go out and achieve that goal, believe me. And I really think they have two hands tied behind their back with some of their instructions. They can't do it.
Well, look at our commander-in-chief, so-called. But one word for you, Tim, Benghazi. Yes, they're being hamstrung. You have to remember, too, though, that the forces there with the Taliban, they really don't care about French troops or the troops from the UK. They want Americans. And so I think it's a bigger prize for the Taliban to search out, because we're getting reports that they're looking for Americans and they're looking for Christians. And there was a beheading already in the street of a woman that wasn't in a burqa. How is that being a kinder, gentler Taliban that the government is saying is going to happen and that they're going to treat women better?
Yeah, that's complete fiction. You know, here, I'll leave you with one last quick thing, and that is that my biggest fear, too, is that with that one airport runway is our sole lifeline to get in and out of that country. If that's destroyed, they have the means to do it, to destroy that runway. Just imagine, maybe they give us to the 31st, and if that's the deadline that Taliban's put down, and they wreck that runway, I think we've got a big, big problem. More than people have really come to realize.
Yeah, I don't believe in timelines, and I don't believe one word that the Taliban says that they'll follow through with. They know they've got us in a, well, I'm not going to use that term, but they've got us by the cojones, you know, and it's just, it's disgusting watching this play out, Tim. People are crying for help, and yet I'm very suspicious of that first plane load of Afghans that came out when Americans are left behind.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing's complete catastrophe.
Yeah. Well, I probably will get in trouble for saying this, but I think it was planned that way, Tim. I just, you know, this is not something that can just be all of a sudden, out of the blue. These people are talking on walkie-talkies. Their intentions the whole time were to take over Afghanistan and take over Kabul once again. And yet, our administration, the regime right now, says that, oh, no, that's not what they were doing. It's ridiculous, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah, it's frightening, I'll tell you.
Thank you for calling into the program today, and just keep everybody in your prayers. And when our troops come home, because this has failed, 20 years, and like that, what was it for? But please keep in mind, that is not because of the troops. That is not because of the people on the ground. This is not a Vietnam thing. When our troops come home, when you see somebody from, you bless them and you say thank you for your service. because this is a failure of those who wear the stars. This is a failure from the top down of the commander in chief. It's the Monica Jay Show.
99.1, the FM news and talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It is the news and talk of Northern Nevada. What's on your mind? 884-9910, the talk and text. I do want to know what's on your mind at our poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should 30,000 to 40,000 Afghan refugees be allowed into the country and housed on military bases without being vetted? You know, our homeless can't be housed there. Mentally ill can't be housed there. But young, strong Afghan men, they can be housed there. I wonder if they're being mandated to have a vaccine, to have a Fauci-ouchie. Just curious. Texas declares transgender surgeries on children to be illegal child abuse. Should Nevada pass a similar law? 96% of those participating said absolutely yes. Protect the children. So the Taliban says everyone is pardoned. Nobody has to fear for his or her security. So just this morning, the high-ranked commander, Haji Mullah Akazi, was executed. So what part of everyone is pardoned doesn't fall into that? Whatever happened to no man left behind when it comes to Americans and our military? Because there's a hell of a lot of Americans trapped in Afghanistan right now. What you need to do is contact every single one of our legislators and demand of this administration and the military that we pay for to go in and get every single American out of Afghanistan. Demand it now. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. Right now, it's Mary's show at 884-9910. Mary wants to talk about the Afghan pullout. Mary?
Hi, I found out on a website called Bomb that that was a fake picture. That picture was made in 2013, and then it was reproduced in the 24 edition of the Air Force magazine. So,
what
so
picture?
Much for being truthful. The one of showing all the people in the bottom of the C-17, that picture.
Really?
So that really didn't happen. Yes.
Quite interesting.
I was hearing some things about that. And then I had to laugh at Fox News. It's like the rats leaving the ship. Laura Logan on there was awesome today. So I'm laughing about all this.
There are still some real journalists out there, and Laura is definitely one of them. Would you send me that link that you have, Mary?
Yeah.
I would love to see that. Because
actually, I sent it to you earlier.
Oh, did you? Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting through these, but I'll find it. I'll look for that. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that.
God bless America and God bless you.
God bless America and God bless you as well, Mary. I appreciate the call today. See,
you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Here we are once again. What are we going to be fed? Because somebody broke down the picture of Biden at Camp David. And when you expand out on the picture, you can see the clocks on the wall. And the clocks on the wall don't match up with the timing of everything that's going on. So once again, Is this the false flag we've been warned about? Is this the manipulation? Is this the distraction of the fact that tomorrow Jovan Pulitzer will be delivering Arizona results to the Senate? It's all tied together. The push for the shot, the border crisis. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Kevin this morning. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for being on the program.
Morning, Monica. Very sad day.
Yeah.
Listen, I just have a couple of thoughts. Maybe it's not practical, but in order to help get our American people and the Afghani interpreters and people that have helped our troops tremendously over the years, maybe they could think about bringing over some of those Humvees, Suburbans, Expeditions that are blacked out. They have hardened frames, bulletproof glass, all that kind of good stuff. You see them driving around all the time here, and maybe they could airlift some of those over on a C-5 to try to go out to the places where our people are to pick them up and get them through these checkpoints. And if they're stopped, just shoot their way through.
You know, Kevin, any idea is a great idea because our generals aren't coming up with anything. Milley has been too busy being woke and reading books on transgenders and feelings to actually pay. Could you imagine if they paid as much attention to Trump supporters? If they paid that much attention to Afghanistan and the Taliban, where we would be at right now, Kevin?
Oh, it's just so terrible. I'm so angry about this. I have to control my language on the radio, as you understand.
I'm in the same boat, Kevin. Because I have locals texting me that when they were in Afghanistan, because we have a lot of vets here, when they were in Afghanistan, their interpreters are begging them for help to get them out. Because I don't care what the Taliban says, they're liars.
Absolutely, and you hear of people being beat up and not letting them get through, their passports and IDs being stolen, and so there's definitely being restrictions on getting our people and the interpreters, et cetera, out. And this is just a thought, but I mean, these heavy-duty vehicles that, maybe they could send some of those over there and help get some of our people out.
It's just one more piece of equipment that will be released to the Taliban. They'll all be driving around in nice vehicles because they've already taken a bunch of the planes and they've flown them out to, they think that they're, I'll get to that in a moment because I've got more phone calls, but I mean, it's interesting how much of our equipment has been lost in air quotes there that we just turned
over. Whole thing is just a giant catastrophe. Listen, I love your show. Thanks a lot. I got more to say, but I know you're pressed for time. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Terry on the phone lines. Terry, thanks for being on the program today.
Hi, how you doing?
Just trying to make it through all of this and praying for all of the Americans, all of our family and friends that are still in Afghanistan.
You know, that's exactly where I'm calling, Monica. I'm like that last caller. I am just livid, and I have to control my voice on the radio. But, you know, they're letting all these refugees in when we got other people still there. And that's what I don't understand. And I don't believe that they should let anybody in here until we get our people.
Well, and here's what I'm concerned about, too, Terry, is all of these refugees that are on or they're being flown to military bases in this country. Okay, in the U.S.,
right.
Why aren't they being flown to military bases in Germany? Why aren't they being flown to military bases in the U.K. that, you know, wherever we have a base, why aren't they being sent there first to be vetted? No, they're coming straight to this country, and that means what? They will be dispersed throughout the United States.
Yes. Right. Yeah, I just... Yeah. I'm just livid over the whole thing. It's kind of disgusting.
And you should...
I just called the plane to bed because I know there's a lot of other people out here feeling the same way.
And Terry, you need to vet and you need to call Amadei's office. You need to call Catherine Cortez Masto. You know, all the rest of them.
I'm already on that. I've been on that.
Demand it. Thank you, Terry. That's exactly what we have to be doing. They will hear our voice. That these are our friends and family, people that we know. Terry, have a blessed day. Thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you.
This can't stand. But in the same, you know, as I'm as outraged as everybody else, what we've lost. You know, as Jerry said the other day, I can't even imagine what the Axelsons are going through. What was it all for? Yesterday, veterans got together at Battleborn Firearms and Ammunition. My good friend Ken Gray was there. Sam Brown was there. And actually, I was pretty impressed. The press coverage they got from it was very fair and enlightening. Our government has one job. The main job of the federal government is to protect the people of this country. Think about that for a minute. Because if you don't do your job, wouldn't you be fired? It's the Monica Jay Show.
Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Got something to share today. It's amazing what movies tell us.
There was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
We're the ants. And we're standing up. That's from A Bug's Life, and it's amazing how, when you look back at movies, they've been telling us what is going on for decades, but nobody listened. We were too caught up in the entertainment of it all. Yeah, the ants win in the end in that movie, but they had to fight. We are the ants, and we will win in the end. We'll win against mandates. We'll win against lockdowns. We'll win against the removal of our freedoms and our liberties. But not until we all stand together. And that includes Democrats. And that number is changing. Because you can't tell me, being a Democrat, that you can't see what's going on. Where's Kamala? Where's Joe Biden? Well, I guess he put a lid on things the other day, went back to Camp David. I guess he wasn't rested enough. This is what you voted in, being a Democrat. Are you happy with it? I know. I just felt the energy and the scream that people just let out at their radio that I didn't vote for this. But there are Democrats out there. So this is where we stop fighting as political parties and come together as Americans and say, this isn't right. Because I'm pretty sure that there are some Democrats out there that respect the Constitution and respect their freedoms. They want the right to the freedom of speech. Aren't there? Because for all those Democrats out there who are screaming at the top of their lungs that, you know, this is racist and that's racist, well, guess what? Shortly, if you don't step up to the plate for the Constitution, for the American way of life, your voice is going to be sentenced as well. Everything is being taken away from our kids, from future generations. If we don't act now, if we don't stand together now, kids will never know what it's like to go to school without a mask. People will not know what it's like to get up every day, go to work, enjoy their life without having a swab shoved up their nose or a needle stuck in their arm. Sunday, this Sunday, 1 o'clock, downtown Reno, the Believe sign. No masks, no moss. Let's make it huge and let's all come together and make sure that our tyrannical government from Hillary Sheevy all the way up to Governor Cicilline hear our message that we're not going to accept this anymore. And the other people who should be hearing the message are the elected representatives who are not doing or saying anything. It's time for them to go. And it's time for freedom once again to be voted back in. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back for the second hour right after this.